Do you, Chris, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? Do you promise to barrage her with obscure facts concerning comics, movies, TV shows, and toys?
I do.
And Cindy, do you take this man-child to be your lawfully wedded husband? Do you promise to humor him by engaging him in his obsessive ramblings, for better or worse, in pre-crisis or in post?
Sure, why not?
Then by the power invested in me by the High Father of the Fourth World, I now pronounce you Supermates. You may podcast with the bride.
Hello and welcome to episode 69 of Supermates, the Husband and Wife Geekcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Cindy.
And this is a lazy couch episode of Supermates. And it's 69, dude! But
oh, really?
Well, the couch and 69 have nothing to do with each other. It just popped in my head. And
why are you turning red,
and
honey?
I'm extremely red right now. No, basically what this amounts to is it's been a really hectic month. Lots of stuff going on. We took vacation. I've been doing lots of other podcasts and other projects, art projects and things on the side. And I wanted to get an episode out, but I wanted to get one out that would be fun, but wouldn't require a lot of work.
Exactly. And I've been swamped at work getting ready for summer reading, which starts very shortly at the library, and working quite a bit of overtime. So here you go.
Right. So we thought we'd do something we haven't done in a long time, and that's talk about movies that are coming out this year. There's a lot of geek-related movies coming out, as you all know, but there's so many of them you can sometimes forget. I mean, we've already had the Lego Batman movie and Logan come out already, and those were both great, and Cindy didn't get to see Logan yet, but we really enjoyed Lego Batman as we covered it. So we thought we would watch some of the latest trailer of each movie, because there's been almost like a trailer each week. And we're not going to Last Jedi trailer just dropped. This is Easter Sunday after we've been to two Easter dinners and are full. That's another reason why we want to sit on the couch, because we can't get up. But basically, we're not going to talk about the Last Jedi too much. It just dropped. Ryan and his brother, Neil, handled that very well over on Give Me Those Star Wars. But we will touch upon it and what we thought of it. But we wanted to talk about the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 trailer, the latest one, which that's the next movie to come out. And we want to talk about the latest Wonder Woman trailer. That's the film after that. Then Spider-Man Homecoming. And
I'm kidding.
Oh, the Andrew is probably going to come in here and smack you. And then he better not smack his mama.
If he wants to keep breathing.
And then there's the Thor Ragnarok trailer, which just dropped this week, and the Justice League trailer, and then, of course, the Last Jedi trailer. So we thought we would watch those trailers and discuss them and what we think of the trailer and how we feel about the movie. And so you kind of get the drift. So with that in mind, let's get started. Okay, first up is the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Hope you're ready. It'll be here any minute. Is that a rifle?
You don't know what a rifle looks like?
It's just swords were your thing and guns were mine. But I guess we're both doing guns now. I just didn't know that.
Well, that's intense.
I see it within you. Fear. Jealousy. Betrayal. It is our duty to cleanse the universe of this weakness.
You know, they told me you people were conceited douchebags, but that isn't true at all.
Dude!
I'm using my wrong eye.
Groot, put your seatbelt on!
Jack up our prices for two-time Galaxy Savers.
Yes!
Die, spaceship!
Hi!
thing you're searching for your whole life. It's right there by your side all along.
You're right.
All you do is yell at each other. You are not friends.
No, we're family. Except maybe her.
After all these years, I've found you.
And who the hell are you?
I'm your dad, Peter.
Okay, so Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, what do we think?
Well, I mean, right off the bat, it's got the feeling of the first one. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it gets you, you know, everybody loved the first Guardians of the Galaxy. So this gives you more of, we want more. This gives you more.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some neat little character bits. The fact that, you know, that Star-Lord's, you know, saying, oh, so you're using guns now. I thought swords were your thing. So, you know. Little relationship.
Right, and her, you know, rolling her eyes at him like, oh.
Yeah, and even when they said their names, I thought it was interesting that they give Star-Lord, they say Star-Lord, and they show him, like, dancing with her and pulling him towards her,
mm-hmm.
Gamora. But then when they show Gamora, she's got a giant freaking gun on her shoulder.
Yeah.
So I like that that's kind of flipped, you know, from what you think they normally do. I like that, that, the you know, she's the stronger character.
Right.
In the relationship. I like that. That's neat. You know, of course, the big thing, which everybody had already been spoiled for everybody everywhere, that Kurt Russell was Peter Quill's dad.
Dad, yeah. I mean, like that, you found that out like within the first month.
Right, yeah. You know. I mean, it's like as soon as Kurt Russell was cast, like, oh, he's his dad. You mm-hmm. know, and so that's like the worst kept secret. I don't even know if they were trying to keep it a secret. I mean,
if they were, they sucked.
I haven't followed enough of the cosmic Marvel stuff, you know, in the comics. I mean, I know basically a lot of what I know from about Cosmic Marvel is from Ohotmu.
Okay.
And which of course is covered on Ohotmu or not with Siskoid and the girls. But Ego the Living Planet was like a planet with a big old face on it, you know.
Right.
So I don't know how all this works out that Kurt Russell's supposed to be Ego, but you know, he doesn't look like a planet. I don't understand that, but you know, that I'll find out. We'll find out when the movie comes out. I mean, they've got Mantis, who's a character from the comics. You know, they're adding Nebula as a member, even though it's, you know.
It's Amy freaking Pond.
It's Amy Pond. And yeah, and she's, you know, she seems to have joined the group, but she's trying to kill her sister, which, you know, maybe that's
right. But it seems like she's there because she has to be, not because she wants to be.
Right. And Yondu's in the group. Michael Rooker.
Right.
Who, you know. Told the Lexington Comic Con to tell James Gunn to F you, you know.
Which isn't very nice.
As per our last, our, you know, our previous episode. So, yeah, I mean, I'm stoked for it. I mean, it's, you know, basically if they, you know, they keep showing new trailers. But honestly, after the first Guardians of the Galaxy, I have such goodwill for this. They could basically just flash their pictures up from the previous movie and mm-hmm. say it's coming out, and I'd go see it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
because it's
one
all
of those...
the same people working on it, same mm-hmm. director, same writers, same cast. Yeah, it's, you know.
It's one of those movies, I mean, and there's several of them that we're going to talk about, that I have it penciled in my calendar so that we don't make plans that Friday night or that Saturday, because we will go see it opening weekend.
Right. Right. You know, they're going to have to... they're going to have to go out of their way to screw this up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, basically what it's amount to. And I don't think they will. I mean, you know, and plus they've upped the cute factor with Baby Groot. You know, and I mean, of course, that's the, you know, there's already Baby Groot stuff everywhere. And you know, we were at Dairy Queen the other day
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
got cups that had like little bios of Star-Lord. Everybody's got a cup, I guess.
Yeah.
Now they're just paper cups. They're not. Don't go run out. Oh my God, they're collector glasses. No, they're just paper cups.
No, they're just paper cups.
As far as I know, that's all they got. They might have other stuff, but right now we got, you know, went through the drive thru, got a paper cup. It's like, oh, it's got Guardians of the Galaxy on it.
Yeah.
And I had Star-Lord and you had Baby Groot.
Baby Groot.
So, yeah, that was cool. So, yep, definitely looking forward to that. That's penciled in. You know, we'll be there opening weekend for sure.
Yep.
So the next movie that's on the docket is probably the one you're most excited about, and that would be Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman! Wonder Woman. The only disappointment I have about this, And I understand she couldn't because of her touring schedule. But if Linda Carter had been cast as Hippolyta, and I understand that they talked to her, but it was just a question of her schedule, her singing schedule getting in the way. But that would have been the icing on the cake of this movie to me.
Right. Well, I think, too, it might be, you know, one of those cases where if it was a simple cameo, they might have went for it. But I think Hippolyta's more important to the movie.
Integral, yes.
Yeah, and so they're probably figuring, well, maybe, you know, maybe we don't want to, you know, this has got a different feel.
They don't want to overshadow Gal Gadot.
Yeah, and they don't, you know, this has got, you know, doesn't have the you know, the somewhat campy feel of the old TV show, you know. And so, you know, which I can understand. But, well, let's, we'll watch it here and I'll play the trailer and then we'll talk about it.
The gods gave us many gifts. One day you'll know them all. This is where we keep them.
It's beautiful. Who would wield it?
Only the fiercest among us even could. And that is not you, Diana. You will train her harder than any Amazon before her. 5 times harder. 10 times harder.
Never let your guard down. You expect the battle to be fair.
Until she is better than even you. But she must never know the truth about what she is.
What is this place? Who are you?
It is our sacred duty to defend the world.
Right. Whoever you are in more danger than you think.
Be careful, Diana.
If no one else will defend the world, then I must.
Welcome to jolly old London.
It's hideous.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
Sit back. Or maybe not. Is there anything else you want to show me?
Diana of Themyscira, daughter of Hippolyta.
In the name of all that is good, your wrath upon this world is over.
Yep, that's not gonna work. Please put the sword down.
It doesn't go with the outfit.
At all.
Okay, Wonder Woman trailer, what do you think? Well, I mean, what, you know, besides yes, what do you think? Besides being giddy about it, you know, what specifically?
What I like about it is it shows that her being a hero is something that she pursued. It wasn't something that was given to her. It was something that she pursued, something that she wanted to do. It wasn't something that she got pushed into. She wants to be a work of good in the world.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it looks like, you know, I mean, there was some discussion, I know, between us Fire and Water guys on Facebook, that it looks maybe like Hippolyta does not want her to, you know, in most versions she doesn't. They have the contest.
Right.
She disguises herself. She wins. She goes to man's world despite Hippolyta not really wanting her to because she didn't want her to be endangered. But it looks like they might go with the Justice League animated version where she has to steal her, you know, armor, her bracelets,
right.
Her, well, I guess she got the bracelets, but her, you know, magic lasso, all that stuff.
But I wonder, though, the line where she says she doesn't know what she is.
Yeah, she must not know. So it makes me, you know, are they doing the whole Zeus thing from the recent comics?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, are they going to do the clay, you know, molded from clay thing, which... You know, there's people that, you know, the Zeus thing, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm a traditionalist. I like, you know, I think it was neat that gave Wonder Woman, you know, more of a distinct origin. You know, like other people have said, if she's Zeus's daughter, she's just a female Hercules.
Mm, you know, I can see that.
So, you know, it's not real original. You know, the other, I mean, the gods bestowed life upon things, and, you know, in Greek mythology. So it was, you know, the whole sculpted from clay thing could have been a Greek myth that they just grafted Wonder Woman onto, you know.
Exactly.
But it was something that Marston come up with. And so, you know, I'd kind of like to see him stick with that. Of course, I love the scene in the alleyway with her and Steve Trevor, which we saw in a previous trailer. But you see it more of it here. It's very much like that first, you know, the first day at work with Lois and Clark, where they're walking down the street from Superman the movie, and you know the mugger pulls them into the alleyway. I mean, it's you know, of course he knows what she is, where Lois didn't, and you know, but I mean the fact that her and Clark dress a lot alike.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
the glasses,
the suit, the hat. You know, but that.
Well, and the whole thing about you know, stand behind me, and then she saves him, and he's like, oh, well, maybe not.
Yeah,
he's open,
right.
You know, he's willing to, you know, be like, okay, this is...
Right.
She can save my bacon here.
Right, yeah. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they do with Steve Trevor, because, you know, they're, you know, in the comics, classically, Steve Trevor was a male Lois Lane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he basically was the reverse damsel in distress,
right?
In a lot of ways. And then, you know, the way Lyle Wagner played him, he was kind of like that, but he was, you know, he was competent when they needed him to be, but sometimes he was just a tad bit goofy because he was just so affable.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see, you know, but I mean, it's Chris Pine. I like Chris Pine. I mean, anybody that can make me accept him as Captain Kirk,
exactly.
You know,
it's
pretty damn good. I like him. He's got a likable factor about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good actor. He's good in action. He's believable. So, I mean, you know, and Gal Gadot, I mean, she sold me, you know, she's the saving grace of BVS.
Oh, heck yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, and a good chunk of people are concerned. I like the fact that this movie looks brighter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not got the Snyder dark and gritty filter on it. Wonder Woman's actually wearing red and blue, not maroon and gray. You know,
mm-hmm.
So that's nice. Very welcome. The color palette's gorgeous. When Robin Wright Penn and Diana are training on those green fields, I just keep waiting.
Where was the filming schedule? I mean, where was it filmed?
I don't know. I don't know if, you know, I don't know. I don't know how much of that's real and how much is green screen. It's hard to say nowadays, but it's
beautiful. I'd like to.
Yeah. I keep wanting Robin Wright Penn to go rolling down a hill, because when I think of her out in a green field, I think of her going rolling down the hill from Princess Bride.
As you wish.
Exactly. Now, one thing that I will say about the Wonder Woman movie, you know, we were talking about Ego, the Living Planet, and Kurt Russell. Spoiler warnings, if you don't want to know this about the Wonder Woman movie, then forward ahead a few minutes. But pretty much this it's another one of those cat out of the bag things via merchandising. But Ares is a villain in this movie,
mm-hmm.
because he's a build-a-figure from the DC Multiverse line, and he's also in the Lego set.
And that's how we found out, was through the Lego set.
About Giant Man.
Yeah.
That Ant-Man became Giant Man.
Well, and that's how I found out about Ares, was through the Lego set. Because, you know, it was like just a day apart, I saw the Lego before I saw the Build-A-Figure.
Okay. Well, see, I saw the Build-A-Figure from pictures from Toy Fair a few months ago.
Oh, okay.
But it's, you know, so I've known that for a few months. But yeah, again, you know, it's, and I know they got to market this stuff and stuff, but at the same time, it's like, oh, people don't reveal everything, which, you know, we'll, you know, it's one thing I liked about, we'll get into Last Jedi, but that's a teaser trailer, and it really is a teaser trailer, and I appreciate that. But yeah, so we're very hyped for Wonder Woman. I will go ahead and put this up front. I am more unreservedly excited for Wonder Woman than I am Justice League,
uh-huh.
which is sad.
Yes.
It's sad that I'm in that position. We'll get to Justice League. But yeah, I'm more excited for it, because I think it's going to be the type of movie that I want to see more than Justice League, based on... And I can say that based on two previous movies that the director made with these characters.
Yes.
With this is a new director. She seems like, I can't think of the director's name off the top of my head, but she seems very enthusiastic. She seems like she's got the right, handle on Wonder Woman, the characters. And there was a thing on DC All Access YouTube, you know, the YouTube series, that she was saying all the right things in this interview. She was saying, you know, that the chemistry between Gal Gadot and Chris Pine is just, you know, electric, and it's a great love story, and you know, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited for it. So next up, we have our son Andrew, who's not in here in the room right now. His favorite movie he's most looking forward to, Spider-Man Homecoming.
So to become an Avenger, are there like trials or an interview?
Do me a favor. Can't you just be a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man? Just stay close to the ground.
You're the Spider-Man from YouTube. Can you summon an army of spiders?
No, Ned, no.
Do you know him too?
I stole his shield.
Can I try the suit on? Badass.
The rich and the powerful, like Stark, they don't care about us.
The world's changing, boys.
Time we change, too.
These weapons are crazy dangerous.
Listen, Peter, forget the flying monster guy. There are people who handle this sort of thing.
The illegal weapons barrier was at 230. You missed it.
Somebody had died.
I was just trying to be like you.
I wanted you to be better. I'm gonna need the suit back.
But I'm nothing without this suit.
If you're nothing without this suit, then you shouldn't have it.
I screwed up.
You need to stop carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders.
I want you to understand. I'll do anything to protect my family. I know you know what I'm talking about.
So don't mess with me. I will kill you and everybody you love.
My friends are up there.
The guy is still out there. I just gotta do this on my own.
Just don't do anything stupid.
I got this.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay, we actually pulled Andrew in before we watched this. So trailer number two for Spider-Man Homecoming. What do we think?
It was amazing. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Well, I think it's great, but my one complaint about it is that you can now pretty much tell the story of the movie from the trailer.
Mm.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's
I don't know. I feel like there's going to be more to it.
Well, I mean, I know there'll be more to it, but I kind of wonder if, you know, I mean, now you can kind of piece together, because the first trailer, you and me were like going back and forth. Okay, he's got the is the scenes in his homemade suit a flashback? Well, now it looks like, you know, Iron Man takes away his suit, his regular Spidey
suit. His super suit.
His super suit. And then he puts the old homemade suit back on, you know, at some point in the movie. And then it looks like he gets the suit back, the classic Spidey suit back. Or the Stark suit. But, you know, I mean, that's fine, but it's just, it's kind of, I mean, that's what Hollywood's doing nowadays. I mean, and I guess with Spider-Man, they kind of, maybe they need to more because they need to show how this is different than the other Spider-Man movies, you know, because, I mean, this isn't that far after The Amazing Spider-Man 2,
mm-hmm.
you know. So this is, they got to show this is a different franchise. It's rebooted, you know. And, you know, I've heard some people complain, well, I don't want Spider-Man to be Iron Man's sidekick and this and that. Well, you know, this is like...
He's not even going to be Iron Man's sidekick, though.
No, I don't think so. And, I mean, they... it makes sense in this universe because, you know,
there's such the age difference.
And they had to find a way to bring him in.
Right. They had to find some way to integrate him. And, I mean, you know, Iron Man is your entry point character in this all of this Marvel universe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it started with the first Iron Man movie. It makes sense. It took an aspect from the Civil War comic. It makes more sense in this universe that Spider-Man is, you know, a big fan of Tony Stark and willing to, you know, kind of follow his lead than the established older Peter Parker
mm-hmm.
suddenly becoming Stark fanboy and revealing his identity and all that crap from the comic Civil War, which
right.
was complete bull, in my opinion. So they took, like they almost always do, they took something from the comics and did a better version of it.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think, you know, the fact that you see Cap in the Avengers suit in the trailer, which I think is hilarious. It's like, did they get Chris Evans back in that suit and film something?
I know,
or is it
I
some
know.
Lost scene like thing from, you know, they almost had to. So but
that's a nice nod.
And there's one particular poster that shows him like on a, it says Queens and then Brooklyn and then Spider-Man sticking to it. And it makes me wonder if that's kind of, maybe I'm reading into it too much, but it does make you wonder if, you know, he's going to start looking at things. He's going to start siding more on the Cap side because...
Or he's going to start looking at things as it's not all black and white.
Right, yeah.
They're gray areas, which every high schooler goes through.
Right.
It would make more sense for them, you know, him finding the gray area instead of, oh, this is good, this is bad.
Right. Well, you know, like I said, even in Civil War, when I've said, you know, when he tells Tony Stark, when he basically... says, you know, when bad things happen and you can do something about it and you don't, then you're the reason they happen.
With great power comes great responsibility.
That's that version mm-hmm. of that without saying it. But it also pretty much put Cap's argument back in Tony's face.
Yes.
So his philosophy is really more aligned with Cap anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's interesting. And I think you'll get back into that. Maybe not in this movie so much, but in the Infinity War. You'll get back into that with him being in between Cap and Iron Man, and it'll be interesting to see which way he goes. But of course, the trailer looks great. You got the more of the Vulture, Michael Keaton, and you know Michael Keaton can do crazy dangerous better than anybody,
mm-hmm.
especially a guy that's you know of a smaller stature. He can pull it off, you know, better than anybody. So I think the Vulture looks pretty neat. You know, I mean, obviously it's not exactly like the comics, but you know it works. You know, it's. It's, what?
I have one nitpick, and I mean, this is just me.
Okay.
But it's just like, Tobey Maguire, when he was in the Spider-Man suit, and he was trying to stop the speeding train, and he's got all, you know, he's webbing up, and he's, you know, being stretched in between the buildings
yeah,
as he's trying.
Spider-Man
They've
suit.
Got this same visual with him pulling the boat back together.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and
So I just don't, you know, I'm just like,
why? Amazing Spider-Man 2, they had the scene where Spidey has all those webs attached to the electrical things when he's fighting Electro.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? He's the same.
Yeah.
They do that in all the Sony movies.
That's just the visual they can't get away from, I guess.
I guess so. But, I mean, that just kept sticking up at me.
Well, that's such a good scene in Spider-Man 2. Everybody always remembers that.
I guess so.
I will say this. It looks like Tom Holland keeps his mask on as Spider-Man more so far. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sure it takes it off at some point, but in action. But we do, you know, we do see him with it on, either the homemade or the Stark classic look. So, you know, of course we're all jazzed to go see it.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Andrew can't wait and we can't either. And, we're there, you know, July 7th, we'll be there or the 6th, you know, with a preview showing or something. So, got anything else on Spider-Man?
No.
Nope. Okay.
Spectacular,
sensational, web of.
Yeah.
Marvel team up. Which it kind of is, I guess, in a way. So, cool.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, now the next movie on our list would be Thor Ragnarok trailer, which just dropped this week as we speak.
Now I know what you're thinking. How did this happen?
It's a long story.
Asgard is dead.
Hi there. What have you brought today? Tell me.
A contender.
It's main event time.
He's a friend from work.
Oh, come on.
Okay, even though I'm not as big of a fan of the Thor movies as a lot of these other movies, I think I actually like this trailer the best. I mean, of the comic book ones.
Right.
I mean, because it, maybe it's the, even though I'm not that big of a Led Zeppelin guy, I mean, I like Led Zeppelin fine, but I'm a classic rock guy, and I mean, that just, I think it just works. I mean, the song's perfect for it, and it just, it looks so damn fun. I mean, some people say, well, they've Guardian of the Galaxy upped the Thor movie, which it does feel more. But hey, if it works, go for it. You know, it's
the only thing is about this song of choice is I keep seeing Jack Black sing it from School of Rock. I can't help
yelling at Miranda Cosgrove from iCarly.
It just goes through my head every time.
Yeah, it's
that's what goes through my head. I can't help it.
Yeah, it is. There is a little bit of that. I do see him screaming that. Yeah, it kind of ruined that song for me. But in a way, but yeah, I mean, you know, this movie, it's just, I mean, it's got so many great, like, you know, actors in it that are joining the cast. I mean, I knew Kate Blanchett was in it, but I forgot. I didn't realize she was Hela until I looked it up, and I'm like, who is that? She looks familiar. And, you know, I'm not that big into goth chicks, but she looks pretty hot with black hair and stuff. I'm getting the look.
Apparently, I hit you too much. It's become a standing joke, so I'm not hitting you. I'm thinking about it really hard.
Well, did you know the guy shooting the guns with the bald head, you know who that was? That's Cruz the Executioner, who's usually with the Enchantress in the comics, but that's Carl Urban. That's McCoy from the Star Trek movies.
Oh.
Yeah, he's in this. Huh. And, of course, Jeff Goldblum as the Grandmaster. Right. Who's like the brother, or he's related to the Collector. That's why they kind of look alike and from the comics. And he's one of the elders of the universe or the galaxy or whatever they are. They're kind of like, you know, the more cosmic beings from Marvel, you know. So, I mean, and one thing that killed me about this, I saw it, is all the Kirby stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I mean, they got Hela's freaking headgear from the comics. They got Kirby wallpaper behind Grandmaster and Loki when they're sitting there. It's like,
oh, yeah.
It's like now that we've like settled with the Kirby family, we're going nuts. You know, it's like Kirby's the interior decorator.
Wherever. The house that Kirby built.
Well, it is. But I mean, yeah. And I mean, there's always been a Kirby influence in the Thor movies, you know, and Simonson, of course, Walt Simonson, but it's always been there, but it's like, this time it's just like nuts. And I love the fact, I know everybody lost their crap when they saw that Thor had short hair, but I said, he probably gets it cut off because we know he's fighting in an arena. He's going to fight in an arena with the Hulk.
Right.
That's exactly what happens. They show it in the trailer. You know, it's like, don't lose your mind. Yeah, when he gets hammered back or whatever he gets.
A prisoner gets their hair cut.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, generally speaking.
And if he get, you know, it'll probably like grow back when he gets his magic whatever. If it's not Mjolnir. It's
there you go.
I always have to stop and remember how they pronounce it in the movies, because when I was a kid, I always wanted to say Mjolnir or something. I never could pronounce it right. So when he gets Mjolnir back, or he gets whatever's going to replace Mjolnir, you know, if it's the Ultimates version that looks kind of like an axe and a hammer put together, or whatever, maybe his hair grows back. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. He got the helmet.
Right.
That looked a lot better than the helmet he had on for 2 seconds in the first Thor movie.
Yes.
So that was cool. And I mean, the Hulk, you know, I mean, and of course, everybody has been talking about, it's like, he's a friend from work. You know?
Yeah, he's a friend from work. Yes.
Yeah. It just, I mean, it's, you know, some people, you know, I like the Thor movies. I will admit, overall, as far as the franchises go, they have been kind of the weaker of them.
Right.
But, you know, I went back and watched the first Thor movie and really enjoyed it more. It's like, oh, you know, it's – and then the second one I didn't. I know some people didn't like the second one as well, but I think they've definitely upped their game here.
Yeah,
you know?
I think they've come back to it. I think Thor benefits from having someone with him.
Yeah.
I think he's one of those characters that he benefits from having a co-star.
Yeah, you know, me personally, I've always liked Thor more in the Avengers.
Well, exactly.
I've been more of a fan of him in the Avengers than off on his own. That's me personally.
Right.
But, you know, so yeah, I'm really jazzed for that. And that comes out in November, as does our next movie, Justice League.
We have to be ready. You, me, the others. There's an attack coming from far away.
Not coming, Bruce. It's already here. The others. Where are they?
Arthur Curry. The Aquaman. On him.
Organic and biomechatronic body parts. He's a cyborg.
You should probably move. Barry Allen.
Whoever you're looking for, it's not me. You're the Batman?
They said the Age of Heroes would never come again.
It has to.
Superpowers again?
I'm rich.
One thing I can tell you is you got to be free.
My turn.
Come together. Right now. Come together. Right now.
Shall we?
It's good to see you playing well with others again.
Just like a bat. I dig it.
Maybe temporary.
Yeah!
Okay, Justice League, what do we think?
I truly, truly dislike Flash's costume in the worst way possible.
I like his helmet. I like the mask.
I don't. That's the part that just really just makes me...
Well, see, that looks fine. All the cracky Megatron-looking stuff he's got going on, it's all in fractal tech gear pieces bother me. But I do like how they show his speed. I think that's neat because it's different than the TV show.
I'm just talking about the outfit itself.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
I will say, and Rob and Shaq discussed this already on Fire and Water, so I don't want to stay on it too long, but I will say that it looks like the suits at WB have influenced this a little bit. They're definitely trying to say, hey, this is kind of fun, you know? I mean, there's little moments. It looks like Aquaman might be the breakout fun character.
See, I think so, and what's so funny is, you know, in comics, he's seen, you know, as the joke character. I mean, as far as being
watch useful, what network you're on.
I know, but what I'm saying,
I know.
They are trying to show, I think you're seeing a lot of Jason Momoa's character and how he's perceived as being a badass.
Right.
Being translated more in this depiction of Aquaman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think definitely they cast him to squash all talk of Aquaman being a joke.
So that's what, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
That's completely what I'm saying, too. I mean, and I like that he's like, hey, you know, he likes the fun and, you know, being out there. He likes the action and the raw, you know.
Right. Well, I think it's kind of interesting. It feels, I mean, just from this, and maybe it's because, and it's actually my favorite part of the movie, the trailer, when he's on the Batmobile and he looks at Batman, and Batman kind of gives him that nod, like that friendly nod, go for it, bro, you know, yeah. type nod. That brings back like thoughts of the Brave and the Bold cartoon. Mm-hmm. And this almost seems like the kind of boastful, outrageous Aquaman plus the Peter David hook-handed Aquaman.
Mm.
So it's kind of like he's a badass. He's got the long hair. He's got the armor, but he's not as sullen as the Peter David hook-handed Aquaman or the that version that was on the Justice League cartoon. He's like the braggadocious, bombastic Aquaman plus the badass. You know, that's what it seems like from this. And I like that. I did like the line about, you know, Flash like, what's your superpower? I'm rich. You know, I mean, that's, you know, that was kind of neat, you know. And Batman, the line with, you know, Gordon's like, well, it's nice to see you're playing well with others again, or, you know, and
for now, yeah, and he's temporary.
Like, dressed like a bat, I like it, or something, I dig it, or whatever. He's like, yeah, maybe temporary. I mean, Batman's got a sense of humor. I didn't see him running over any, you know, people or killing people left and right, so that's good.
Yeah, you know.
You know, if he's shooting up parademons, I don't know if they're really living or what happens to him. So, I don't care about that so much. It's kind of interesting that we just talked about the Thor trailer with all the Kirby stuff. We got Mother Boxes. We got parademons. You know, obviously Darkseid's the big bad of this universe. We're supposed to get Steppenwolf in this movie. Not the band, the Darkseid's uncle that's the bad guy.
Who's playing Steppenwolf?
I don't know. It might not be anybody, the way CGI works. But somebody's just yelling at it. It's so-and-so. I don't know. I didn't look. But, it makes me more hopeful, but then there were parts of the BVS campaign that made me hopeful, and then I sat in the theater and was like, ugh. So
I will, however, tell you this right now.
We're not taking Danny.
Absolutely not. No. Absolutely
no.
Not.
No, we'll not take Danny till we see it first.
Nope.
No, we won't make that mistake again. No. With the Marvel movies, I think we're good.
And honestly, I think this is one of those cases that first time through, that's you and Andrew. And if you think it's good, then we'll spend money for me and Danny to see it.
Okay. Well, I can go for that. Yep. Yeah, I don't blame.
Because, I mean, I'm just kind of like, meh.
I don't blame you at all there. I will say that everything looks pretty cool, but I do think Cyborg looks kind of fake. I think it looks like
Iron Man in silver?
Well, to me,
especially where his face mask comes in, and I'm like, oh, really?
No, well, I think that the CG, like his face and the CG doesn't look like it quite matches. It's like it's almost moving out of sync in a couple scenes.
Hmm.
And I mean, this is a trailer. They might not have had time to fine tune it yet.
True.
But in Cyborg was the real, of all the little, you know, YouTube videos that Batman was watching and Wonder Woman watched in the movie of BVS, his origin thing is still the thing that bothered me, where his dad had his, you know, torso on a chalkboard, flip over chalkboard, and the mother box, it looks like a GameCube, started undulating, you know. I mean, that, yeah, I hate that because I like Cyborg. I mean, I still think Cyborg's a Teen Titan, not a Justice Leaguer, but that ship sailed long ago. And I understand why they want to use Cyborg to, you know, and that's, they're using him for good reasons, and I don't have a problem with that, although they could have made, you know, use John Stewart, and, you know, but that's Green Lantern, which would have been fine with me, but, you know.
Or Black Lightning.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, you know, somebody was actually a founding Justice Leaguer.
Oh, gotcha.
But, yeah, well, Black Lightning's going to have a TV show, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, or he's got a pilot anyway. So, but, yeah, but, you know. Hopeful, a little more hopeful than I was. I liked what I saw. Still don't like the color palette. It's still Zack Snyder. I still am cautious about it.
Again, like I said, this will be one of those that, you know, Danny and I will set out that first viewing, and if it warrants a second viewing, then we'll go.
Okay. That's what works for me. So we're going to wrap things up. Like I said, we're not going to spend too much time on this because Ryan and his brother Neil just covered this over on Give Me Those Star Wars, but we will briefly discuss the Star Wars Last Jedi trailer because I'm a nerd and we have to. So what do we think of the Last Jedi teaser trailer?
Well, I know my daughter's going to see that every time we're, you know, December 13th. That's where we'll be. Guess how you're celebrating your birthday, baby?
Hey, that's fine by me. A Star Wars movie right around my birthday's cool with me. One thing I will say up front about this trailer, it is a proper teaser trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you cannot piece this movie together. I mean, you can't, obviously, Luke's training Rey, but we knew that was pretty much going to happen anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, there's just get little snippets of the characters. You know, you barely see, you hear Luke's voice. You barely see him. You basically see him in silhouette there at the end when he's talking. You see back of Leia's head when they're in the command center looking at the like maps and things, or, you know, like the control screen. But it's all the new characters, you know. I mean, it's the baton's been passed. You know, poor Finn's still recuperating, apparently.
Yeah.
You get to see Poe running. Of course, you see a lot of Rey. You see Kylo very briefly. And I think, you know, a lot of people's like, oh, well, what does that mean? You know, that it's time for the Jedi to end. I think, and this is just my personal opinion, the second I saw it, I thought, well, maybe he means that the Jedi and the Sith have to end. They have to come together and be something new and different.
Mm.
And that would tie into what a lot of people think, that somehow Kylo Ren will be redeemed by the end of these movies, which, you know, you kill your dad, I don't know, you know, but it's according to how much they get into him being manipulated and everything.
But if you go back to the initial prophecy that said that Anakin would bring balance to the Force, he's his grandson.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I mean, and it,
right,
you know. Yeah,
well, and, you know, and according to who Rey is, you know, she could be his granddaughter if she is like another kid of, you know, if she's somehow Kylo's sister or whatever, or Luke's daughter, or, you know, whatever, or, which I don't really think she is, but I don't, I mean, I don't know, but I like to subscribe to the Kenobi theory myself, but, you know, that's just me, but I, you know, I don't want her to be Luke's daughter. That's just too obvious.
Yeah.
But if she's in Ryan and Neil brought this up, if she's Leia and Han's daughter that Han never knew of, You know, that when he left, she was pregnant. And then she hid Rey because of what happened with Ben, with Kylo.
But you got to think, though, that he went bad. You know, he went bad when he was a teenager.
Right.
There's not that much age difference between the two characters.
Yeah, that's true.
Not enough age difference for that to
hold. Yeah, it's Star Wars. They fudge, you know, timelines and things, so I guess they could make it that way, but I don't know. But
I'm sorry. I mean,
it could be, but, you know, so.
He was at least a teenager when he turned bad, so he had to be at least, say, 14, 15 years old anyway.
Yeah, and Rey didn't look that much younger than him.
Yeah.
But, you know, I will say this one thing. The first thing I thought of when they show Rey touching the ground and the rocks are flying up, I'm like, oh, that's why all the dirt was rising off Superman's coffin at the end of BVS.
Oh,
it
Chris.
Was Rey.
Oh, honey.
Tying it all back together. So, well, needless to say, I mean, I think Rob said this a while back. They could just say Star Wars, Last Jedi, the date up on the screen, even more so than Guardians of the Galaxy, and that's all they would have to show.
Mm-hmm.
And people be lined up to see it. So, you know, the fact that they gave us a good meaty teaser is really cool. And, you know, very excited for that. So, yep, you know, lots of great movies coming out. You know, it's an embarrassment of riches that we're getting.
Especially for a geek household such as ours.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for everybody listening to this, I mean, it's, you know, it's just fantastic what we're getting nowadays in these movies. And you know, people have been speculating for the last several years. Oh, it's going to end. You know, eventually, the general public will get tired of it and they'll quit going. Well, it ain't happened yet, people. And you know, it's you know, and I work with plenty of people that are, you know, what you would call muggles as a Harry Potter fan, and they're always asking me, well, what are you going to go see? Blah blah blah. You know, when's that come out? I saw a trailer for it, and they come to me asking me about it, and. So, you know, that's great. And more power to them. And, you know, because they are interested in this, then we get these movies. We get, you know, we can't do it. Us going to the movies, the people listening to this, if we all went to the movies the weekend they come out, the movies would bomb if we were the only people that went and saw them. So it's the other fans. It's the other, you know, looser general public fans who are just into the movies or maybe, you know. So that's why I don't like pick hairs. Like, well, you didn't read a comic book, so you can't wear that shirt, or you can't. If they didn't go see these movies, we wouldn't have them.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So go see them, people.
Money talks.
Yeah, money talks and bullshit walks. So, you know, go see them. And I'm wanting to see all of these. I'm least excited about is the one I should be the most excited about is the Justice League.
Right, right.
Because I've been burned twice. I mean, I liked Man of Steel for what it is, but I still felt it was a bad direction for a Superman movie, a strange direction for a Superman movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then they built a universe on that. And then BVS has got tons. I got tons of problems with that. In fact, I've never watched I know I'm supposed to watch the Ultimate Edition. I'll feel better about it. I just ain't made the time to do it. Got it. Haven't watched it. But I will eventually. But I think we've rambled on enough. So thanks for joining us here on the couch. When we come back next time, in just a few short weeks, we are going to be part of the JL May crossover.
That's right.
And that is, I'm going to run the trailer for that here. So I won't get into all the shows it's on because it's on a ton of shows, just like JL May last year. But last year we did JLA year one. This year we're doing Justice, the miniseries by Jim Kruger, Doug Braithwaite, and Alex Ross. Alex Ross being the big marquee name there. He did all, painted the covers, painted over Braithwaite's pencils. It's basically, as the trailer will tell you, it's the challenge of the Super Friends via Alex Ross for, you know, more modern audience. We are handling issue number 2. So I believe it's on April 30th. The Fire and Water podcast, the Aquaman Firestorm Fire and Water podcast with Rob and Shag. We'll be covering issue number 1. Then we'll be covering issue number 2 in the first week of May. So come back then for Justice issue number 2, and we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
The end of the world is approaching. Soon the planet will be engulfed in a nuclear Armageddon. And the only people that can prevent this from happening are considered to be the greatest villains of all time. The only thing standing in their way is the Justice League. In 2005.
Wait a second. Are we sure about that date this time?
Yeah, it's 2005. We're sure this time.
Let's just be perfectly clear. I hate all of you so much.
Okay, good. Got that. All right.
In 2005, DC Comics began publishing a 12-issue bi-monthly comic called Justice. Written by Jim Kruger with art by Alex Ross and Doug Braithwaite, this series was essentially a Super Friends for adults. And now another group of Super Friends has come together to discuss all 12 issues in a podcasting crossover called J.L. May 2017. The excitement begins on the April 30th episode of the Fire and Water podcast and continues into Supermates, the Idlehead of Diabolu podcast, Views from the Long Box, the Pulp to Pixel podcast, the Lantern cast, the Shazam cast, Comic Reflections, the Silver and Gold podcast, The Power of Fishnets, Waiting for Doom, and Justice's First Dawn. J.L. May 2017. Last year, they covered the beginning of the Justice League. This year, they discuss and review the League's toughest battle. The coverage begins on April 30th on the Fire and Water podcast, located at fireandwaterpodcast.com.
Supermates is a Franklin and Franken production in association with Bugaloo Enterprises Worldwide. It is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. The characters and properties mentioned in this show are copyright their respective holders. Likewise, all audio clips are copyright their holders and no infringement is implied. So please don't sue my mommy and daddy. Emails can be sent to supermatespodcast@gmail.com.
Comments can be left at fireandwaterpodcast.com. Find us on Facebook by searching for Supermates and FW Podcast Network. Follow us on Twitter by using the hashtag FW Podcast.
Please consider leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening to Supermates, the husband and wife geek cast.
Wonder Woman. All our hopes are pinned upon you and the magic that you do. Stop a bullet cold, make the axis fold, change their mind and change the world. Wonder Woman.
Summer, you get an 8 plus and 50 gold stars!
I didn't do it for the grade.
Give me some of that. Yeah! Yeah!